Today is the 26th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's fantastic to be here with you today as we bring another week to a close. And we're working our way into and through the book of Deuteronomy, but we've just begun it this week, so we're kind of at the front end of it, which is, well, this is how we will end our week and carry on forward. But reminding us that the book of Deuteronomy is the last book of the Torah, or the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, and what we are reading are the words of Moses given in discourses or speeches, three different speeches to the children of Israel before we say goodbye. Because when this ends, we will be moving forward and saying goodbye to Moses and carrying on with the children of Israel into the next generation. And so Moses is recounting where they've come from, who God is, and where they are going. And we pick up the story, Deuteronomy chapters 5 and 6 today. Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, Israel, listen to the laws and rules I'm telling you today. Learn them and faithfully obey them. The Lord our God made a promise to us at Mount Horeb. He didn't make this promise to our ancestors, but to all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke to you face to face from the fire on the mountain. I stood between the Lord and you to tell you the Lord's word, because you were afraid of the fire and didn't go up on the mountain. The Lord said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery in Egypt. Never have any other gods. Never make your own carved idols or statues that represent any creature in the sky, on the earth, or in the water. Never worship them or serve them, because I, the Lord your God, am a God who does not tolerate rivals. I punish children for their parents' sins to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. But I show mercy to thousands of generations of those who love me and obey my commandments. Never use the name of the Lord your God carelessly. The Lord will make sure that anyone who uses his name carelessly will be punished. Observe the day of rest as a holy day. This is what the Lord your God has commanded you. You have 6 days to do all your work. The seventh day is the day of rest, a holy day dedicated to the Lord your God. You, your sons, your daughters, your male and female slaves, your oxen, your donkeys, all of your animals, even the foreigners living in your city must never do any work on that day. In this way, your male and female slaves can rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God used his mighty hand and powerful arm to bring you out of there. This is why the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the day of rest as a holy day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Then you will live for a long time, and things will go well for you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Never murder. Never commit adultery. Never steal. Never avoid the truth when you testify about your neighbor. Never desire to take your neighbor's wife away from him. Never long for your neighbor's household, his field, his male or female slave, his ox, his donkey, or anything else that belongs to him. These are the commandments the Lord spoke to your whole assembly on the mountain. He spoke in a loud voice from the fire, the cloud, and the gloomy darkness. Then he stopped speaking. He wrote the commandments on two stone tablets and gave them to me. But when you heard the voice coming from the darkness, and saw the mountain blazing with fire, all the leaders and heads of your tribes came to me. You said, The Lord our God has let us see how great and glorious he is. We've heard his voice from the fire. Today we've seen that people can live even if God speaks to them. Why should we die? This great fire will consume us. If we continue to hear the voice of the Lord our God, we'll die. Who has ever heard the voice of the living God speak from a fire as we did and lived? Moses, go and listen to everything that the Lord our God says, then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. We'll listen and obey. When the Lord heard the words that you spoke to me, he said, I have heard what these people said to you. Everything they said was good. If only they would fear me and obey all my commandments as long as they live, then things would go well for them and their children forever. Tell the people to go back to their tents, but you stay here with me. I will give you all the commands, laws, and rules that you must teach them to obey in the land which I'm giving them to possess. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Never stop living this way. Follow all the directions the Lord your God has given you. Then you will continue to live. Life will go well for you, and you will live for a long time in the land that you are going to possess. These are the commands, laws, and rules the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. Obey them after you enter the land and take possession of it. As long as you live, you, your children, and your grandchildren must fear the Lord your God. All of you must obey all his laws and commands that I'm giving you, and you will live a long time. Listen, Israel, and be careful to obey these laws. Then things will go well for you, and your population will increase in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord God of your ancestors promised you. Listen, Israel. The Lord is our God. The Lord is the only God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or get up. Write them down and tie them around your wrist, and wear them as headbands as a reminder. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. The Lord your God will bring you into the land and give it to you, as he swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This land will have large, prosperous cities that you didn't build. Your houses will be filled with all kinds of things that you didn't put there. You will have cisterns that you didn't dig and vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant. After you have eaten all that you want, be careful that you don't forget the Lord who brought you out of slavery in Egypt. You must fear the Lord your God, serve him, and take your oaths only in his name. Never worship any of the gods worshipped by the people around you. If you do, the Lord your God will become very angry with you and will wipe you off the face of the earth, because the Lord your God, who is with you, is a God who does not tolerate rivals. Never test the Lord your God as you did at Massah. Be sure to obey the commands of the Lord your God and the regulations and laws he has given you. Do what the Lord considers right and good. Then things will go well for you, and you will enter and take possession of that good land which the Lord promised to your ancestors with an oath. You will see the Lord expel your enemies as he said he would. In the future, your children will ask you, "What do these regulations, laws, and rules which the Lord our God commanded you mean to you?" Tell them, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord used his mighty hand to bring us out of there. Right before our eyes, the Lord did miraculous signs and amazing things that were spectacular, but terrible for Egypt, Pharaoh, and his whole family. The Lord led us out of there to bring us here and give us this land he promised to our ancestors with an oath. The Lord our God commanded us to obey all these laws and to fear Him. These laws are for our own good as long as we live, so that He will preserve our lives. It's still true today. This is how we'll have the Lord's approval. If we faithfully obey all these laws in the presence of the Lord our God, as He has commanded us. Luke 7, 11 through 35. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a city called Nain. His disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he came near the entrance to the city, he met a funeral procession. The dead man was a widow's only child. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. He said to her, "Don't cry." He went up to the open coffin, took hold of it, and the men who were carrying it stopped. He said, "Young man, I'm telling you to come back to life." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Everyone was struck with fear and praised God. They said, "A great prophet has appeared among us, and God has taken care of his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding region. John's disciples told him about all these things. Then John called two of his disciples and sent them to ask the Lord, "Are you the one who is coming, or should we look for someone else?" The men came to Jesus and said, "John the Baptizer sent us to ask you, 'Are you the one who is coming, or should we look for someone else?'" At that time, Jesus was curing many people who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits. Also, he was giving back sight to many who were blind. Jesus answered John's disciples, "Go back and tell John what you have seen and heard. Blind people see again. Lame people are walking. Those with skin diseases are made clean. Deaf people hear again. Dead people are brought back to life. And poor people hear the good news. Whoever doesn't lose his faith in me is indeed blessed." When John's messengers had left, Jesus spoke to the crowds about John. "What did you go into the desert to see? Tall grass swaying in the wind? Really, what did you go to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? Those who wear splendid clothes and live in luxury are in royal palaces. Really, what did you go to see? A prophet? Let me tell you that he is far more than a prophet. John is the one about whom Scripture says, 'I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way in front of you.' I can guarantee that of all the people ever born, no one is greater than John. Yet the least important person in God's kingdom is greater than John. All the people, including tax collectors, heard John. They admitted that God was right by letting John baptize them. But the Pharisees and the experts in Moses' teachings rejected God's plan for them. They refused to be baptized. How can I describe the people who are living now? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and shout to each other, 'We played music for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a funeral song, but you didn't cry.' John the Baptizer has come neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'There's a demon in him.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look at him, he's a glutton and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is proved right by all its results." Psalm 68, 19 through 35. Thanks be to the Lord who daily carries our burdens for us. God is our salvation. Selah. Our God is the God of victories. The Almighty Lord is our escape from death. Certainly God will crush the heads of his enemies and destroy even the hair on the heads of those who continue to be guilty. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, so that you, my people, may bathe your feet in blood and the tongues of your dogs may lick the blood of your enemies. Your festival processions, O God, can be seen by everyone. They are the processions for my God, my King, into the holy place. The singers are in front. The musicians are behind them. The young women beating tambourines are between them. Thank God, the Lord, the source of Israel, with the choirs. Benjamin, the youngest, is leading them. Next, the leaders of Judah with their noisy crowds. Then the leaders of Zebulun. Then the leaders of Naphtali. Your God has decided you will be strong. Display your strength, O God, as you have for us before. Kings will bring you gifts because of your temple high above Jerusalem. Threaten the beast who is among the cattails, the herd of bulls with the calves of the nations, until it humbles itself with pieces of silver. Scatter the people who find joy in war. Ambassadors will come from Egypt. Sudan will stretch out its hands to God in prayer. You kingdoms of the world, sing to God. Make music to praise the Lord. Selah. God rides through the ancient heaven, the highest heaven. Listen, he makes his voice heard, his powerful voice. Acknowledge the power of God. His majesty is over Israel and his power is in the skies. God, the God of Israel, is awe-inspiring in his holy place. He gives strength and power to his people. Thanks be to God. Proverbs 11:29-31. Whoever brings trouble upon his family inherits only wind, and that stubborn fool becomes a slave to the wise in heart. The fruit of a righteous person is a tree of life, and a winner of souls is wise. If the righteous person is rewarded on earth, how much more the wicked person and the sinner? Father, we thank you. We thank you for another week together in your word, and we thank you for all that you've spoken this week, and this is true of every week, because every week, even every day, there is something to guide our steps, to illuminate our paths, to draw us deeper into relationship with you, to help us understand things that we don't, to lead us deeper on this faith journey as we are transformed to be like our Savior. And so we are grateful for all that you have spoken, and may all that we've read this week and talked about this week and considered and thought about and meditated upon be sealed in our hearts, planted deep, and may it yield fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. It is certainly where you can find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app does the same thing. You can get the Daily Audio Bible app from whatever app store is connected to the kind of device that you use. And so check that out. Check out the resources that are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. Check out the community section and get connected on social media. That's also where the prayer wall is. So check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if us together showing up around the global campfire each and every day and taking the next step forward is life-giving to you, then thank you for being life-giving. We wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. And so thank the Lord. We are in this together. And thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Twyla from South Dakota. This is my third year through with you, Brian. And I want to thank you for everything you do every day for us, leader of the charge and keeping us together and being so dedicated. I've been so touched by the story of Grace, and I didn't hear Grace call in that day because I don't always finish the broadcast and listen at the end, but it's moved me beyond almost explanation, this circling of the wagons with the family and everyone coming together. I've been listening with a better ear now and made it so much, it's just brought everything so closer to my heart. I heard one time something about a prayer being a sparkling thread that goes up to heaven, and if multiple people pray for the same thing, it turns into a rope, and this rope for Grace and has just got to be like 6 foot wide by now, and I'm so thrilled that the family is rounded around her to build her strength. And my faith has been renewed in some way here, and it's not only believing that God can, it's just knowing that He will. So thank you for somehow out of this horrible happening in her life, it's like blessed me in a weird way, and I just want you to know that. And I'm praying for you, Brian. I'm praying for Grace, and thank you again for being there for all of us. It just means so much.
Good morning, everybody. It is His Sojourner here, based in the UK. And I just want to come in. I've just finished the 21st of March, and I think I listened to Michael, the taxi driver from Montreal. Anyway, as he was kind of praying for Diane and just thanking God for the Daily Audio Bible, it just brought such joy to my face and just such happiness. I kind of woke up, you could say, on the wrong side of the bed this morning. But after listening to this and just listening to the DAB anyway, it just brought such joy. And amidst some of the sadness of, you know, prayer points, but I'm just so grateful for this community. I think this is basically going to be like hopefully my first official year from doing it from the beginning and to the end. And praise God, it's March and I'm keeping up. And I'm so grateful for that. One day at a time, as Brian says. So for everyone who's listened to this, just know that it is just such a blessing to be part of this, and the fact that we don't know each other, but yet I feel connected. You know, there's certain people that come to my mind, like Kingdom Seeker Daniel, Lorenzo, Victoria. I forgot the Victoria bit, but that's okay. The blind Tony. Oh, it's just so amazing. Like, thank you guys for your consistency and for checking in. And yeah, just, oh, and even Sean from London. Hey. But yes, anyway, I'll stop rambling now, but I just thought I'd just come in and just share that it's just brought a smile to my face. And I pray that you all have such a blessed day, and the Lord will meet you at the point of your need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower. And I want to tell Angel Heart, wow, I am so proud of you, giving up your Bible in the hospital to a man who needs God. What a blessing you are. What an example to all of us you are. Praise the Lord. I want you to know I'm praying for this gentleman, and I'm praying for you too, that those voices will go away. So, keep up the good work, my dear. God is smiling down on you. Bless you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rivka, currently in Ohio. So a lady just called in and said that she was in the hospital and there was a man next to her, and that she told him to just give Jesus a chance. And wow, what a great thing to say. So I go through phases where I witness to everybody, and then I go through phases where I don't witness at all. And so just to be more consistent, and really that thought of just saying that, what a way to open the conversation. Have you thought about giving Jesus a chance? So, and you know that probably will bring, you know, most people, you know, to tears, or even, you know, be thought provoking. So thanks, guys. Have a great day. Shalom. Bye-bye. I love you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Ade from Everywhere, and I'm calling to just say hi, to check in with you all. I'm always listening and always praying. But then I also specifically called for Michael. Michael, you called to pray for your brother Elijah. Today is the 22nd of March. And I just wanted to say, first of all, that I remember you and your brother and your mom, and I do keep you in my prayers. Your mom was such a bright light in this community, and she's loved and missed, and you all are loved and remembered in our prayers, even before you called. I'm so sorry to hear about everything that's been going on with your brother. And Michael, I want you to know that I'll be praying for you and Elijah and your cousins. I'm so glad that you got to stay with your family after everything that happened with your mom passing. I remember praying for you guys then. I've prayed for you since, and it's great to hear from you. So just wanted to say I'll continue to pray for you. Lord, be with Michael, be with Elijah, be with their cousins. God, we thank you for them being a part of this community. We thank you for their mom, who was such a bright light for all of us. God, we pray that you'll be with Elijah in school, that you'll help him to have the support that he needs, that you'll support him and be with him. You'll bring him calm and comfort. You'll help him to remember your words, God. You'll help implant your seed and your word into his heart so that he can be a bright light for others in his school and in his community. God, I pray that you'd be with Michael and Elijah and their family as they figure out how to get by. And I pray that you'll send lots of love and support their way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for calling, Michael. Loved hearing an update from you. Say hi to your brother Elijah. Tell him that we love you guys, and Daily Audio Bible family, I love you all.